WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to WKRP Live. And today we have a great, great guest, a pioneer of the gospel, Dr. Bobby Jones, man. Oh, man. Grammy Award winner and also, man, movie actor. You know, and I just thank him so much for taking our time to be on our show. So without further ado, let me introduce Dr. Bobby Jones.
Hello, Cedric.
Hey, how you doing today, sir?
Oh, God is good.
Yes, he is all the time. Dr. Jones, let me just by start, I'm just saying, man, you are such a pioneer. I always followed you from, on BET with the and different projects that you're doing, man. You know, you were on BET for 35 years, man, with the Bobby Jones Gospel. Wow, that's
totally right. Awesome. 35 wonderful years.
That is truly a blessing. And
yes, sir.
And also, though you have kind of retired from that, you still are doing other projects as well. Tell my listeners about that, if you would, sir.
Yeah, this is about 4 years I've been into the Impact Television Network. It's a satellite, the only satellite that's done by black men in America right now, which is Bishop Ivy Hilliard and Bishop Jackson out of Detroit, Michigan. So I've been on that network for about 4 years, and the name of the show is Bobby Jones Presents.
All right. Well, you currently had someone I had on my show, lady. She was on your show. Her name is Ashley J. Wright.
And oh, okay.
She was on this show, and I was like, my goodness, you know, and she was just so excited. I saw her on the show, and you took a picture with her mom, and I'm like, totally a blessing, because that's letting people know that even though you have gone on from the other or the previous show, you're still doing the same thing as well.
I focus more on this network, on new artists. There are a lot of artists out there, Cedric, that don't have the exposure, can't get on TV, you know.
True.
So I created this show with the people at the Impact Network. By the way, they are on most servers around the country, you know, DirecTV, Dish Network, Time Warner, Comcast, all of those carry it. So I get as many viewers as I did on BET.
Yes, sir. So that is so great. And also...
Yeah.
And also, you know, we were talking, and I didn't even know you even did a movie in Alabama before.
I've done several movies, but the one I did in Alabama was with Dr. Maya Angelou, and it's called Sister Sisters. That's the one you're talking about?
That is correct, sir. That is correct. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right.
And I was like, wow, okay, yeah, you have done several. That is so true, you know, a gospel pioneer. And I just know that, you know, like, I was just saying, I was like, man, I really admire what you have done to open doors for other artists, as you say, the people that really are striving and want to get noticed in the gospel field, but it seems like they can't right now. And that's a true blessing, what you're doing. And I pray that everybody will tune into this, even myself, yeah, man, and watch it, because I know it's a great thing.
Cedric, it comes on every Saturday and every Sunday.
All
and,
right.
From 1 to 2. That's a central time.
That's
so
correct.
What's your time zone?
Our central. Ours is central as well.
Oh, you're in Central? Yeah, okay. From 1 to 2 every Saturday and Sunday. And if they don't have it, they can get watchimpact.com. Watch, W-A-T-C-H, impact, I-M-P-A-C-T.com. If you don't have those services.
That is truly excellent. And also, I want to talk about how can people that want to be on the show, as well as you say, go to that. Is there a certain website as well that they can go on to if they have different auditions and different things they want to submit to you?
Good question, Cedric. Of course, BobbyJonesGospel.com. BobbyJonesGospel.com. When you go to that, it will lead you where it says want to be on the show. It's a whole BobbyJonesGospel.com is my website. But on that website, you can also fill out the form. There is no charge to fill it out. Send it in. Okay. There is no audition. Just let us know you want to be on, and that's how they get on.
All right. And that sounds great because my wife, she is truly talented, as I was telling you, and she is going to be on your show real soon. Oh, friend, because she's a talented. And I'm, like you were saying, most people out there, now they know there is an avenue. Dr. Jones is giving it.
Yes, there is.
All they got to do is take the initiative and do it. You will be on. I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. Now, that's how I started the show on BET some 35 years ago. Yeah, basically, awesome. it was new artists. All those artists came at the time were new artists. And so, and now that's what, and I'm repeating myself to help these other guys, Bishop Elliott and Bishop Jackson, set up their network, which is satellite. So I'm kind of like repeating myself 35 years later.
Hey, well, that's a blessing.
And loving it. Once you see it, you'll realize that it's a for real situation. If the spirit comes, we show it,
Amen.
So, that's the way it was with BET.
That is such a blessing. We're going to take a commercial break right now. We're going to go into the intro of a song, Rejoice, with you and Miss Faith Evans.
Okay.
Let's do it. And we'll be right back with Dr. Bobby Jones.
All right. Okay.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainesville Plaza, Hainesville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
Bobby Jones, NSC, and the wonderful voice of Faith Evans.
All right. That was Dr. Bobby Jones and Miss Faith Evans.
Yes,
awesome.
Sirree.
Man,
I enjoyed that.
Oh man, I can feel the vibe. That is totally awesome.
Yeah, man, that was a great experience. She's such a great singer, and she's a big churchgoer, by the way. A lot of people know her from her other job, but she's also a big churchgoer, and her family is. And when we got her to sing that song with us, we thought, hey, that's it.
That is so, man, that was astronomical. That's a truly blessing. Well, Dr. Jones, let me ask you a question. For all those people that are trying to walk in, I would say, your footsteps, want to follow the trailblaze behind you as well, what would you tell them, say, that determination, the drive that you had for doing this for 35 years? What would you, that had to be something that's great,
Well, everybody has its own thing. Nobody can, do exactly what anybody else does and make sure that you accept it. So what you have to do is just be true to yourself. Understand what it is you're trying to do. Go to God in prayer. And, you know, just be professional about it. Learn the craft. You know, learn your audience. Study who you're ministering to. And that's the only way it can work. You just can't mimic anybody else. You just have to do
that's
you
right.
become yourself.
Hey,
so just like that, you know, I can't come out there and do what you're doing.
Yes,
I can't do that because, you know, you're who you are. But
yes, sir.
You can
but
get you can get good advice though.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And my advice is to study what it is you're doing and be real about it. You know,
amen.
Be kind to people. Don't pick no big eyes and little U's. You know,
come on
pick
now.
The message. Yeah.
Amen.
The message.
Come on now, you're preaching now. Come on.
All right. But I started with new talent and it catapulted them into another space of which God blessed, you know. And I tried to be picky and only pick those artists that were recording artists, I don't know whether the Lord would have blessed that or not, because that's not what he sent me to do. So do
Amen.
What the Lord
that's
tells
right.
you.
Amen. Now, that is so true because, you know, like you were saying, there's no big eyes. Don't try to be, because everybody needs a shot. Everybody, you know, is destined. You know, there's so much room out here for everything. You know, I see so many people, but I'm thanking God for not a lot of competition, but be, like you said, who you are. Let your gift flow, what God has given that person, or all of us, you know. Your gift, as I said, will make room for you among great people.
All right, you preach it now. I like that.
But I'm just telling the truth, man, because, you know, like I said, you have given so much to the gospel arena, and we keep on. And I thank God for you giving even more, you know, because, you know, you open avenues for people, like you said, that are really, because I know some people are striving to make it. You know, they really want to make it, sing and have so much talent. But it seems like those doors are just still, you know, but things, like you said, take time. But they will open. And by you doing this and giving them an avenue, that's such a blessing. And God can't help but continue to bless you in the area that you are in. And
yeah, so send your wife on down to Nashville for me. Let me put her on.
I am. Oh, yeah. You know, and speaking of Nashville, I want to talk to you because, you know, as I said, we're in Alabama. And we correspond about some things that I was talking to you about. With coming up with WTRP Live and TV, I want people to know that I want to ask you also to be a special guest sometimes on some of the things that we are doing, what I'm doing with WTRP Live, to be a part of it. And because, you know, I was actually a certain thing about it, you said, no, not a judge, but you will be a special guest. And I like that.
Yeah.
So
that's
I'm going to have
it, brother.
You. Yeah. So we are going to be in collaboration with each other. About some things we're doing down here in Alabama and also in Hayneville, Alabama, my church in Southview. So I want to just let people know that Dr. Bobby Jones is doing a lot of things, and I pray to be a part of those things that he's doing too. He's on the move. He's on
yeah,
the
and,
move.
And invite me to come down there. Where is your church?
I am. It's in Hayneville, Alabama. It's Southview Worship Center in Hayneville, Alabama. I am inviting you. Matter of fact, I'm giving you the invitation now. Like we're gonna talk about having you coming down here, man. We want to have you come down. It would be such a blessing.
I would love it. Hey, and bring my super choir.
Hey,
you know,
that sounds
great. And listen, I don't charge no arm and leg. You know, I realize You know, money is not that easy to come by. So what we do is we just go and give our services and let God work.
Amen. You know, we're going to have you because I plan on doing us a partnership here, saying, man, it's all about the kingdom, the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, man. And that's a great thing. And Dr. Jones, we're
going to have you.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
What city are you near?
I am near Montgomery, Alabama. I'm in Shorter right now, but I'm near Montgomery, Alabama.
Hey, well, that's where we did that movie with Dr. Maya Angelou in Montgomery.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. Yeah, not too far. Yeah.
And I think the church was called Old Ship.
Old Ship. Okay, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a historical church. It's a historical church. I'm like, I know what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
It definitely was. Yeah, definitely is.
Awesome.
So we were down in Montgomery last year honoring Rosa Parks.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, you were telling me about that. You see, if you don't ask anything, people, you would never know. Dr. Jones has been, he's already been past my way. He's like, I've been there several times. I'm like, huh?
Well, it's such a historic city, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is real, very, and I see we have come a long way and still have some ways to go, but I thank God, you know, for what he's doing. Speaking about that, what do you think about this election? I got to ask you, what do you think about this election?
Mm-hmm. Well, man, I think we're in troubling times, but we have nothing to fear. We don't have to worry about a thing as long as we follow what God tells us to do. Why should we be disturbed? You know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton can only do what God allows them to do.
Amen. That's right.
But one thing we should do, we should exercise our right to vote.
That's right. You're right. Even though a lot of people right now, they're like, kind of reluctant, because I got to tell you myself, I don't know whether to go to the left or the right. I'm like, my Lord, it's like there's an opposition here. Do I do this or do I go with that? But I know I am not in the category with Donald Trump. So that, I already know that.
I got you. I'm not either, man. I don't want no evil around me. No.
No. I just want to bless you.
I'm trying to avoid that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Who are you presenting a lot of messages for now? What gospel artists are you pushing out?
Well, the most gospel artists I had, Ashley J. Wright, she was on, and Pastor Christina Nelson. I mean, I'm trying to push out as many people as I can. Like I said, but I also get, you know, Jakayla Carr, she was here. And I told you about Nicole C. Mullins and Lisa Noel Smith. She was on this last week. And Reverend Andrew Cheers, you know of him? He was on.
Yeah, I know Andrew Cheers out of Memphis, Tennessee, and the Songbird.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah,
yeah,
sir.
They've been on my show a lot of times.
Yeah, they're supposed to be coming out with a new CD soon as well, in a couple of months.
Well, I think it's already out, isn't it?
Okay. I know.
Yeah, I had something about him not too long ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is exactly right. But I'm trying to push out new artists. Man, I get so much material daily. People sending me their songs and different things, and I'm like, okay, Lord, lead. You know, because I know everybody wants to be out there. There's an avenue that everybody, you know, they want to be heard. And that's the thing. So basically just new artists and other things. I got to send you some of their stuff, man. I got to let you hear it because it's awesome. Oh, man, we have some great talent.
Well, I'd like to hear it. The Birmingham area always has had good talent.
Yeah, I hear you, man. They really do. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break. Go ahead, Dr. Jones.
Okay. I was going to say, do you do mostly gospel choirs or quartets or soloists? Who do you present mostly?
Mostly soloists and some gospel quartets, but mostly somewhat solos. I'm working my way up to the choir thing right now. Different things. But I love to have, I don't discriminate. I don't
me either. Yeah, I'm like you. I don't either, man.
See, that's something you gotta. Okay. I gotta talk with you about so I can get into that genre as well because I wanna. My wife was at a thing with the Georgia Mass Choir was in. Man, it was awesome. And I love man. I love the choir thing too. Yes, sir. I really do.
Me too, man.
I really do. Okay. But we're gonna take a short. short commercial break, and we'll be right back with none other than Dr. Bobby Jones.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right. And we are back. I said short, and it was short. A commercial break with, man, none other than the gospel pioneer himself, Dr. Bobby Jones. You know, Bobby Jones has been such a blessing to a lot of, instrumental to a lot of different now gospel musicians' life and as well as singers. And I know, man, to pay homage and what you're doing, I know that must be so exciting, Dr. Jones, how God has, you know, used you to be a pioneer for such a time as this, you know? And let me ask you something. Again, is there going to be another album with you?
Well, I'm not sure. I have to wait on the Lord for that. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure that I want to do one right now. Concentrate on television. That seems to be my best market, television does. So
I got
that
you.
Might be
I
what you. I focus on, but... You know, if somebody wants me, I'll be ready.
All right.
Whatever the Lord,
always be ready.
Yeah, whatever the Lord says.
Well, that is truly a blessing, man. You are such a blessing, like I said, and I can't wait to have you. I'm inviting you. Yeah, we're gonna get together. You're gonna come down to my church, man. I'm doing many projects with you. What I was telling you, what I'm trying to do, WKRP Live TV, get things rolling as well as with the radio. You know, God has blessed me in the media ministry. You know, and I thank him so much for what he has done, because it is like, just like you said, when he gives you that vision, you know, he will provide the provision for your vision.
No fear. No question.
You know, we might go through a little stumpy, stony ground, but, you know, I'm thankful to God that he brings us over. You know, so that song, How I Made It Over. God, man, he is the great. Great I am. Whatever you need him to be, Dr. Jones, you know.
All right. I hear the way you preach. I hear the way you preach. That's a great thing, man. That's a great thing.
Yeah. But as I was going to say that, how is your family and your love, you know, and the support that you give from doing what you do? You know, so many times go ahead, interview the person, but we don't talk about the person's family. How's your family doing?
Well, my daughter has been kind of under the weather for a few years now. She's a model, and she stopped eating a lot, you know, and became anorexic somewhat.
Wow.
And,
okay.
So we're trying to struggle to get her over that, and but my wife is doing fine.
That's a blessing.
All is well. Yeah.
Well, that's
and
a blessing.
Thank you very much. And other than those two, I don't have any family. All of the family on my side passed away.
Okay. Well, I understand that. Well, it's glad that, well, God, you know, and God, we have family, but, you know, and they do pass, but it's great to let people see how you are still alive. You are there. Long life, long journey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have no worries and have no fears.
Hey, that's a blessing, and a good wife behind you, and it's still, man, that's a blessing.
That Amen. You got that right.
Because I thank God for my wife, Ms. Elena Miller. She's a big fan of yours, so I'm calling you out, sweetheart, and letting you know I'm mentioning you.
All right.
I'm bringing her down there now. We're going to come. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Now you're going to come up, because we tape in Nashville.
Okay, I got
That's up from Alabama. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We're not too far from Huntsville, you know.
Okay, no. So, you're okay, then. That is great. Totally awesome.
Yeah, things are going great. So what about worship and praise and hip hop and rap gospel and all of that? Do you ever have anybody around with that? You know, a lot of traditional people. Yeah, traditional people are not too fond of that yet. Some of
them. No, they're not, but I am. Yeah, I am. I'm not so much in the traditional way. I love gospel, hip-hop, and praise and worship. We do that at our church anyway. We have a worship team. And
you got
it's awesome.
And oh, that's
my wife
great.
Is a
that's
member
great.
Of it. Yeah, yeah. We believe in praise and worship. Our pastor Carl Bell, he does not get into the traditional mode. He's like, we kind of come out of that. Because, you know, that stagnates a lot of people of God. You know, that traditional thing. It's time to come out of that now. Which is so true. But there are still churches that do, you know, to each his own. But we practice, you know, just worship and praise. And whatever noise, a joyful noise to the Lord, hey, it's worthy and acceptable to him. But we shouldn't shut that out. We shouldn't shut that
I
out.
I hear you. That's a
yeah,
good
no,
thing.
No. Yes, sir. It really is. And also with you, let me ask you something. On the show, do you have many gospel, which I haven't seen yet, hip-hop artists want to get on your show?
Oh, yeah.
Or what? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, over the years, I've always introduced new Christian entertainers to the world. You know, I
yes,
have a quartet.
Yep.
I have ventriloquist. I brought out the mime for the first time. And, you know, I'm just
that's
that true. Way. You know, you anybody that likes to praise the Lord, it doesn't matter how they do it, just praise him.
That's right.
You know?
That is so true.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Myself. And you see it pays off because you know how strong you are. You know, it speaks for itself. You know, you've been doing it for 35 years plus.
Yeah, it pays off. Yeah, you know, I started doing gospel music television about 5 years before it came on BET.
Yeah.
I had a show called Nashville Gospel. And
that came on.
Uh-huh. And we did that in Nashville on an NBC affiliate network.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Bob Johnson was able to see us and get the show.
Awesome.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that part. No idea.
Yeah. So after he was looking for material, because it wasn't that, you know, black people didn't have no television then.
True.
And it was hard for him to find anything. And so some guys took my show down to New Orleans to the NAFTA convention, and that's where he saw it. And then he called and asked if I would consider, you know, letting him use my show on his network. And little did I ever know that my yes meant 35 years and that my yes was God-led.
Isn't that something?
Didn't know.
No,
yep,
that is so like God. No eye has seen, nor it has heard, nor even has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love. That is such a
amen,
testimony.
Brother. Yeah.
That
so that's how that started. Yeah. And I started with, I think I had 12, let me see, I had 12 background singers, or nine, let's mm-hmm. see, maybe nine. Nah, 369, right. I had nine. And then I moved up to 12. And then after that, I moved down to just the six ladies. Remember the New Life singers?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
The women, Beverly Crawford and all of them?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those were my six ladies that were singing background for me.
Wow.
And then
Beverly
after
Crawford.
That,
okay.
Yeah. Then after that, I moved up to a choir. And so I've had the choir now about 20 years. 20 of those 35 years.
Wow. Isn't that something?
So that's how it works.
You are. You're right. Your ministry is television ministry. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And we won the Grammy.
Yes,
we won the Dove Award. We won the Stella Award. I'm in the Library of Congress. I'm the ambassador of two. The ambassador of two nations, Dominica and the Bahamas. And I've been,
go
this
ahead.
Is my seventh year. Uh-huh.
Wow.
This is my seventh year with Dominica and 2 years with the Bahamas. God enabled me to educate myself. I have three doctorate degrees, one from Vanderbilt, one from Payne Theological Seminary, and one from Tennessee State University. And I taught school for 32 years before I started with television.
I said, no way. Go ahead now.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way from kindergarten through postgraduate.
Let me ask you something. How did you deal with those kindergarten kids?
Well, fortunately, there were assistants that were with us, and I'm good with kids anyway. You know, I knew how to talk to them and get the best out of them. So, you know, it was no problem. The worst
Praise
ones
the
were the ones that were. The worst ones was the ones in the middle schools.
I can believe it.
They were the ones that were, you know, less disciplined. So I had to I had to lay down the law on them then, brother.
Lay it down.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but I was I'm a good teacher, so, and I enjoyed that profession. Yeah.
Well, that's a blessing, man, and that is so much. You know, it's like now if you hear so much of what's going on and different parts of the United States and around, it's like so many kids are getting either hurt in car accidents, killed, and different things. Like the enemy just has a thing but trying to take out the youth, you know, the young people. And that's why I was telling my wife we have to stay prayed up, praying for them, because the enemy knows their destiny and he wants to take them out. But by the will of God, they will live and not die, you know, and that's
what Amen goes there.
That's one big thing, and I do understand you. That's a blessing. Well, Doctor, wow, you have done a lot.
I'm up there in age now, and I thank God for all the experiences. I've been on every continent except one, my brother. Mm-hmm. All because of gospel music. Every continent. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. I've been on all of them. And except one, Antarctica. I didn't want to go on that one. I didn't want to dance there, brother. Nah, I stayed away from that one. Yeah.
Well, that is truly a blessing. Man, how God is. I feel so, I'm on right now. I thank God for letting you take out time to be on the air with me and to just join and let my listeners know about what you're doing now and all the things that you have done to that, man. That's a truly blessed, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, and if anybody want to get my material, they can go on Amazon and get it. So anywhere else. They can order it from my website, you know, places around. But listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm gonna have to get in here and see what they are saying to me, and call me again if you would like to. And don't forget to send your wife to me.
I will. Hey, she will. Elena Miller. She will be on the way. And thank you so much for your time. We're gonna end talking with you with a song of yours. And I'm going as we close out, if there's anything else you want to say to the listeners before you leave, go ahead.
Just keep me in your prayers, and I pray for the country, and that the will of God be done, and that whatever he assigns me to do will be done righteously in his name.
Amen.
Okay?
And with that, you have a blessed day.
That's what I want to say to my audience.
Okay, with that, you have a blessed day, and I'll be in touch. Okay, we're going to go
play
to this song, and we'll be right back.
Won you granite, granny Jesus is my plea. Hey, y'all. daily, walking close with thee. To you, Jesus. Come on, Lord, let it be.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainville Plaza, Hainville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
All right, and we're back with WKRP Live. And my special guest today was none other than Dr. Bobby Jones. Man, a pioneer of the gospel. Man, still going strong. God is really, truly blessing his television ministry, you know, and that's such a blessing. Wow, just, you know, I thank God for him even being on the show. Truly, really. Thank God for what he's doing with WKRP Live as well. And, man, I want to say this about the election coming up in, we'll say a couple of weeks. Pray about whomever you want to be the next president. You know, let God, let Jesus lead you. Don't let people do it. Let God lead you, you know, and he won't lead us wrong. Because as Dr. Jones was saying, you know, whether it's Trump or Hillary, God is still in control. So, you know, I'm just praying that the best choice, the one that he has for our nation, to pull together, not pull away, but to come together in brotherly love, you know, and not to have any racial bias or views. You know, it's time for a coming together for us as Americans and as a nation, because there's so much going on. And to put God back into everything. Yes. Instead of taking him out, we really need him in. And I'm just wanting to say that for today, and also to leave you with this. In life, you know, we have good days and bad. But trust in the Lord, you know, lean not upon your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct you, my friend, because he's done it for me. And I thank him so much for what he's doing in my life with my family and with the business. I really thank him so much because he's opening doors that I myself could not go through. It had to be, if it had not been for God that was on my side, I wouldn't be talking to you now. And there's so much that God is doing for WKRP Live. And I thank him for that. And if you would, I want you all to continue to pray for me and hit me up on WKRPLiveBroadcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the show. And until next time, my friends, thank you again for tuning in to WKRP Live, me, Cedric Miller, and Dr. Bobby Jones today. And until next time, I pray that the peace of God be with you. And remember, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Thank you. Have a blessed day.